Allow me to reintroduce us, in case you just bumped into us here at WJR, 760 AM, the great voice of the Great Lakes. We are with you from the Internet Advisor, normally on from 4 to 6 of the afternoon on Saturdays, a little later. But because of coverage of the Michigan State University basketball game that'll begin at 5:30, we have the pleasure of being with you a little bit earlier, and that's given us an opportunity to talk to some very interesting people. My name is Foster Brown. Gary Baker and Ed Riddell are with me in studio, as well as one of my other tech specialists, and that is Mr. Shane Hamlin, but he's wearing a different guise in here.
Yeah, it's today. a little strange being in as a guest.
That's right. Right. You are in the guest role right now, and you've got some guests with you. Why don't you quickly and get them involved in the conversation and introduce them as well.
I do. I have, we're doing a video game show called Pwned Radio, and I have my co-host with me, Brian, which, Floyd, we go by, Floyd. We're going to go by Floyd, right?
Yeah, now everybody knows.
Now everyone knows. It's going out to millions now.
Yeah.
But my co-host, Floyd, we do a show on video games every week on Sunday night on Podcast Detroit. Great network. It's booming. It's growing.
Incredible how it's grown. That, by the way, folks, if you're, those of you listening to us, IT and the D, yeah. Those guys, a crazy bunch of guys who started a great podcast that has just gone to, you know, incredible listenership. And then decided to create their own podcast network, and that in turn has exploded with programs like Pwned Radio.
Pwned Radio, and I brought a guest as well.
And another member of that group is...
I am Theo Gridiron Spite.
And some of you may know him from the Detroit Lions games, right? You are the man who is the four down the field man, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I sing the fight song, the greatest fight song in the entire NFL, in my opinion.
Well, listen, we are looking forward to hearing that here on WJR.
Yes, that's right. That's
we're about to become the radio station for, I have been officially named the radio station of the Detroit Lions. So next season. That's our favorite phrase here, isn't it?
Yes.
Next season.
You're absolutely right. You are not a true Lions fan if you have not said next season, at least 5,000 times.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about your podcast coming up, but let's go back to you guys. Shane, you and Floyd, actually, this is a partnership that started how many years ago?
You see, I keep saying not so long ago, but Floyd keeps correcting me, saying it's been 8 years.
Yeah, I was an intern down at CBS Radio when I was in college and just tried to work my way into any show I possibly could after getting hired as a board op. Ran into Shane and Bill Doyle, who is no longer in the market, and so Shane invited me to be part of the show, and here we are eight years later.
It's been history.
So we have a guy who started at 11 years of age, and I looked at your face, and I thought, this is a children's crusade program, you know, because you had to have started when you were 11. But you were younger, you were an intern at that time.
Yes, I was an aspiring radio personality. Moved on to bigger and better things, but then came back to it. It never leaves you, right?
It doesn't. It is a disease that I have suffered from for 40 years.
Absolutely.
So, we did our show Pwned Radio there for, probably 3 or 4 years. And they finally threw us out. They said...
radio format changes.
Yeah, we had a bigwig from Texas come in and say, who plays video games? And we knew right there our days were limited.
Well, something that I did on our website, and I was looking around, as a matter of fact, to find something to verify this, but I saw on... I did get a statistic, I think, that says... Let's see. What I quoted on our homepage is that... the global revenue for games, this is back in 2014, according to Polygon, was $83.6 billion. In the meantime, the Motion Picture Association said that the movie industry worldwide grossed $36.4 billion. In other words, roughly a little more than twice as much for games.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a huge industry, gaming, video games. But now it's, you know, since we did our show in 97.1 and coming back to Podcast Detroit and a new show, it's a different field now.
How is it different?
Well, I would back then you had games like MMOs that were, you know, dedicated tons and tons.
MMO meaning?
Multiplayer online games.
Okay.
Where you sit there for hours and then playing these games like EverQuest and World of Warcraft. And I think now it's more instantaneous. People want their gratification like right now. So you've got gamers that are into it for... They're not into it for the long haul. Like, they wouldn't sit down at a console for 15 hours. Mm. So the industry is changing. And now that you've got, you know, esports, you know, gaming is actually trying to become a professional sport.
Really?
You know?
Well, it is a professional
sport. It is,
yeah. Depending on who you ask, you know, one of the things that Shane was just talking about is that the games were different back then. It was just about playing the game. Now it's about the social aspect of the game, and even more importantly, the artistic ability of these people who are creating these games.
Oh.
So there's a movie within a game. So you talk about these games being movies and games together one.
It was interesting. Well, I was asking my grandson. Yeah. Matter of fact, you and he were together on the air. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Minecraft. This has been like 3 or 4 years ago. And I said, Jack, you know, so what is it about the game that that attracts you? And he was talking about that some of the games, I think it was World of Warcraft. Yeah. No, not World of Warcraft. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
They have like storylines through them.
Correct.
And you kind of can enter or choose a storyline to go through, and then you move along with the story as it's going on as it flows through.
I mean, all these games, especially a game like Fallout, which Floyd plays a lot of.
Yes.
I mean, a lot. And Fallout 4 came out, and you can literally be involved in this game where you have a homestead, and you wind up finding yourself decorating your house with furniture. And I know Floyd was telling me about hours spending looking for stuff to hang on his wall.
Yeah, my brother-in-law played the game, and he spent hours looking for all of the balls for his pool table. So he had to run around for hours and hours just looking for the balls to fill the rack.
It was interesting because, you know, back when the internet was starting to be broadcast or even narrowcast over the internet, when television was starting to happen, everybody said, well, now you're going to see games grow up within a television show or a television series.
Mm-hmm.
The other way around is starting to happen, right? That's really how this is all being integrated together.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Actually, coming out very soon, Assassin's Creed, which is a very popular video game, mm-hmm. they're actually making a movie of, which is going to be one of the first of its kind. And I think you'll see that for games like Halo, games like Call of Duty.
You know, it's almost as if there is a blurring between the two. Mm-hmm. I just saw the other day somebody has created... Now, this takes me back to... what was the book? Aldous Huxley wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
About feelies, the movies where you went into the movie and you actually felt what was going on.
Yeah.
And they have developed a suit now where you can get the reactions from it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there all of this also been developments in the adult entertainment industry that have locked this in. But the point, I don't want to go that way, but there have been the technology.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the adult entertainment, pornography, has often been on the cutting edge of technology because they want to make more money off of this stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's getting to where you'll be able to feel sensations while you're playing a game or watching something. You'll actually be inside the experience.
Yeah, and I've always said this. There's a movie that came out called Her.
Oh, Her, that's right.
There's a very good explanation how I think gaming is going to go in the future, where it does involve you into the 3D, brings you into the world, and actually projects the world around you within your room as a hologram.
You and I talked about, and I was saying, you know, virtual reality, it's just a matter of time before you inject that into gaming. You say, it never happened, but I'm not so sure of that.
I don't, like we've said, we have a little difference of opinion. I don't think the headsets are going to work. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to have to be a complete environment, the whole room,
really?
Where you're not encumbered by a headset. Because there's a lot of fast-moving parts to a video game.
That's true.
And when you're playing like a game like Call of Duty, every millisecond counts. So the reaction of those headsets, I don't think are going to be ready for that.
But we're seeing some latency right now, but I think that's going away.
Oh,
it could be. I mean,
if there's the impetus. Yeah. In other words, if there's the money out to make it work, if people will buy them, if Ed will go out and get a headset for himself, in other words.
I mean, it's such a huge industry. I mean, we were talking about, you know, movies and so forth. I mean, World of Warcraft movies coming out. And it's going to be a huge blockbuster.
Oh, I bet it is.
I mean,
simply because of the number of people that play the game.
Correct. And you had TV shows that were dedicated to video games like Defiance. Defiance was a huge multiplayer online game.
Oh, really?
And they had a show on Sci-Fi called Defiance.
Yes, I watched it.
And they interact the show with the game. So things that would happen in the game, what you'd see on the show, and things that would happen in the show, you'd see happen in the game.
I had no idea that was a game.
It was.
I didn't either. I watched that show.
It started out as it's still a video game to this day. I mean, still people play it, but MMOs they're finding their time. I think now things are moving towards like League of Legends, competitive video game play.
Floyd, you talked about the social aspect of gaming. Tell me a little bit about that.
So if you take a look at the platforms, the way you use them, it gives you the ability to interact in so many different ways and kind of brings you back to the virtual reality is you can do more than just game while you're gaming. You know, being involved in these groups and these leagues that are playing at a competitive level,
wow.
The future of gaming is really creating teams and groups that compete against other groups, which in turn leads us back to the esports
tribes
piece of it. Exactly. I mean, it's really what you're, it's what's coming.
And the sporting industry is really fighting this because they, for some reason, old school sports announcers, the guys at ESPN, I mean, we've had guys at ESPN walk, leave the network because they were concentrating on esports. So we get into some of
the but some of the best games are like Madden and a number of the other ones that are all about sports.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Well, we're going to continue talking about gaming and about the Pwned Radio Show, which is a podcast that's on the Podcast Detroit Network. We also have Theo. Gridiron Spite in studio with us. That's the man who's behind the Four Down the Field theme for the Lions. We'll be talking with him as well about his podcast. All that coming up on the Internet Advisors. Stick around. We'll be here till 5:30. You're listening to the Internet Advisor. My name is Foster Brown, co-host and producer of the program. And I'd like to thank some of the folks behind the glass. Mike Stett, thank you for engineering. And Logan Stanifer, our producer, thank you very much. She will be answering your calls when you start calling us, hopefully, at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. And we'll be taking your calls at 800-859-0957. And that's when you can call us with your questions about your computer or device, about the Internet, getting on it, getting around it, or as we say, getting over it occasionally.